Welcome to the Happy Underdog Podcast. This is Travoy, and I'm excited to be back for another edition. We've been doing the podcast, or I've been doing it at least for about a month and some change, and I've gotten some great feedback from people. Emails, texts, screenshots, even someone connected with me on Apple iTunes and had an amazing quote. I didn't know where this person was from. So it lets me know that I'm putting out good content and good insight on the process, right? I love to talk about the hustle, the grind, the day-to-day actions that it takes to get to that significant goal that we all have. Our goals, with an S, plural. So for me, obviously, it's easy to talk about, you know, the millionaire lifestyle, when everything is great, the traveling. That's so easy to talk about, right? We can spool off all the different things that we want to do and that we're going to do when we get there. But the difficult things to talk about is, where's my mindset when something bad happens? Or when I couldn't close that deal, how did my confidence sway? Or when I had a family member that did me wrong, or a friend that did me wrong, how did I respond to that and keep going and not let that close me off from dealing with other people? Those are the type of scenarios that we're going through day to day, and we have to focus and lock in to continue on the path of success, right? So I talk about real stuff, and I'm excited that people are starting to pick up on what's going on. If you love it, share it. Let me know your thoughts. This is the Happy Underdog Podcast, and today's topic is called The Great Audit. I'll see y'all soon. So what's going on? How y'all doing today? This is the Happy Underdog Podcast, and today's topic is The Great Audit. So this topic may make a lot of people very uncomfortable, and you know what? That's fine with me. That's fine. It should be fine with you as well. Life isn't always peaches and cream. There are times where things should get very uncomfortable. And I have a feeling for the listeners and the people who are tuning in today, you're probably going to get very uncomfortable, because it's okay. If your goal is to achieve significant goals and do things that you've never done before for yourself, for your family, for your legacy, uncomfort should be a normal thing, right? For me, I'm just going to be straightforward with you guys. There's a huge level of uncomfort, right? If we're going to really peel the onion back and let's really get down to the nitty gritty and be honest here, you have to be very comfortable being uncomfortable, right? So the great audit, right? This topic derives from understanding your environment. I talk a lot about the environment because it's very important, right? So everything that we consume from a dietary perspective, nutritional perspective, from, you know, the people around us, from the environments that we put ourselves in, all of this stuff plays a factor in, you know, who we become, right? So you basically have to start to direct what type of consumption you want to have. And that's why I call this The Great Audit. Now, I try to keep these podcasts, 10 to 15 minutes tops, because I know people are doing a lot of different things throughout the day and being boggled down with 45 minutes to an hour of talking sometimes can be, you know, kind of time consuming. So what I love to do is hit really quick hitters that people can listen to it and say, damn, like that hit me right in the heart, or it hit me right in the head. That's something I need to kind of implement. And I don't want to shift anybody's or completely make over somebody's life. What I want to do is add little pecks in, add little nuggets in for a little nice shift. That's what my aim to do. And my aim is to do for everything that, you know, I put out and I talk about, is because I've undergone the same scenarios and I'm still doing it day to day. So the topic, The Great Audit. It basically means audit every single thing around you. Audit every single thing around you, right? So me personally, I have a son. I have multiple different things that I do on a day-to-day basis. I have family. I have, you know, things happen. Like we all have these things that's going on, right? And if you're not careful, you will allow all types of people in your day-to-day activity, right? You ever been, you know, just throughout the week, and you know it's Thursday, and you look back and you say, I haven't done anything productive. I've been going out all week, and nothing's wrong with that if that's your thing. I'm not trying to poke with anybody. I'm just being, you know, straightforward. I've gone out all week. I've ate I've eaten, you know, shitty food all week. I've done nothing productive for myself all week, right? It's because you or whoever didn't pay attention to what was going on. You just kind of let everything happen to you. And so when I talk about the great audit, I'm really saying you have to audit every single thing, or at least set it up, right? So let's just dive into it. Your family, right? Your family and your friends can be some of the most negative people in the entire world, right? Just to be honest, they're very negative, very downsiding. You know, you talk about, you know, something you want to do, or you start a business. Many of them won't support you, and it's all good, right? You have to be able to say, you know, hey, I'm not saying remove these people for, you know, forever, but you may need, if you're trying to do something significant, you may want to minimize the time so you can spend more of that time around uplifting and encouraging and positive energy, right? Think about that. I'm not saying drop your family or drop this person or drop that person. I'm telling you to, if this person isn't giving you energy, or better yet, if you guys aren't giving each other energy, you might want to take that time and start to alter it a little bit. It's real. I've done it before. I'm a person that I love every single soul that walks this planet Earth. I love every single soul that walks this planet Earth. And I mean it. And I love people so much that sometimes I find myself giving the shirt off my back to just anybody, because I just want to see people do great. And the biggest thing, I understand that everyone is trying to either survive and or take care of their family, right? I mean, that's really our life mission, is to take care of ourselves and take care of our families. So I can basically connect with that feeling. So it draws me to people. That's why I love people. However, I love myself a little bit more not to put myself around bad energy, negative vibes, and vibes that don't match with what I'm trying to get done. You have to be aware of that stuff, right? So for me, I'll just use a social media example here. I remember about 2-3 years ago, I was finding myself on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and you know, there's a lot of people that's gonna say, I'm not on social media. Hush, everybody's on social media. If you're not on social media, you're tripping. Let's be honest. Everybody's on social media, where you're doing business stuff, personal stuff, the whole deal. So, right, I found myself on social media, and I just remember seeing so much negative stuff on social media, right? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, negative. This, that. I literally started to delete. I just started deleting everything and adding everything that was positive. I added so much positivity to my social media accounts that every time I'm on social media, for the most part, I'm being fed a great energy. I went so deep into this that the music that I listened to, I made me a playlist on my Apple Music account, and it's a playlist that's called Vibes, right? I'll snapshot it and put it on for people that want to check it out. Or I can share it too. If you guys want me to share, I'll let me know. I made an Apple Music playlist, and it's called Vibes. And I have so much different, you know, so many different genres of music on it, because that music gives me good energy. It gives me good vibes. It's not just hip hop. It's not just pop. It's all types of music. And it gives me a good energy and a good vibe, right? The great audit is what we're talking about. We're talking about taking every aspect of our lives and setting it up for greatness, right? From my Apple iTunes, my Apple Music profile, to my social media, to my family, to everything that I consume. What I'm doing right now is focusing on my diet and what I'm consuming from a nutritional standpoint, focusing on putting everything I can possibly into being the best version of myself. We have to all do that. Now, if you don't have huge ambitions, if you want to just sit in mediocrity, if you don't have big goals, and you know what I'm saying, and you want to wait to 70 before you wake up, that's fine too. But catch me on the other end. And if you want to come on the other end, I want you to come with me, because I'm going. And it doesn't matter what circumstance you're in. Trust me, it doesn't matter what circumstance you're in. Everybody has an opportunity to shift their mindset, shift their activities every day, and make it pop. I'm telling you right now, I'm doing it. I'm in the process of doing it right now. Gary V, the person you like, is doing it. Jay-Z is still shifting his mind. Everybody's doing it. So never compare. Never get into a point where it's like, oh, it's too late. It's never too late. You got to be able to put the anchor down, right? Put your foot down and say, I'm going to change what I've been doing. That's if you want to do it. And it's a huge commitment, right? My mentor tells me all the time, it's mindset. And I've been knowing this stuff. And, you know, I have a mentor now who's basically driving mindset in my head every day. That was a positive thing I did, is was added a person in my life who's been doing what I'm trying to get done. And he's, again, following up and saying, hey, it's mindset. Get your mind right. That's a positive freaking process right there, right? And so do not let anybody bring that negative. I don't care if it's mom, dad, brother, teacher, cousin. Limit the time with them or remove them from your life. It's that simple. This is if you're trying to do anything of significance, because it's going to take a lot of your energy. It's going to take a lot of your time. It's going to take a lot of your focus, right? My son pushes me every time I see him every day. Well, not every day, but when I see him, it pushes me to go hard every day. Seriously. So, you know, that's what this is about. This is called a great audit. Think about this. It's something I think everybody should look. I don't care if you're trying to, you know, be great and be a big time person at whatever industry you're in, or just a regular normal person, that's fine. Do the great audit and see where your life goes. Talk to me soon. So that was the great audit. As you can see, I'm very passionate about, you know, the things that I'm saying. I believe people should definitely, you know, if you want to take it to that next level, filter your life and put yourself in position to take your life to the next level. And it's not just for you. I promise you, it's not going to be just for you. It's going to be for your kids and your parents and the generations to come. My mind is set on 150 years out, right? How unselfish it is. And I'm selfish about being unselfish. I'm selfish about setting my mind on 150 years out. Some Gary Vee stuff right there, right? So, you know, it's just a mindset. And I'm continuing to develop mine as well, because it's so bigger than me. Right? So in order to do this, it takes big changes in your life. I'm experiencing this stuff on a day-to-day basis, commitment, sacrifice, and, you know, having some fun with this stuff as well. Nothing is guaranteed. That's the most amazing thing about this. Nothing is guaranteed. However, if you give it your all, if you put your ass on the line every day and get this stuff done, plan your stuff, you know, execute it, have fun, get around good people, go work out, whatever it may be, anything conducive to your success. And you do it in 10x every day. And I'm learning that. I'm a living testimony. Keep God first if that's what you're into as well. It's going to happen. I promise you that. Stay great. Again, reach out to me. I want to connect with people. Send me an email, trevoyp@gmail.com. TREVOYP@gmail.com. Connect with me on social medias. I'm Trevoy Pointer. TREVOYPOINTER. Reach out to me. I want to connect with you. Let me know what you thought of this podcast. You guys be great. Be awesome. I'll see you on the next time. Take it easy. I'm out.